This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, great indie new releases from Cola and Courtney Barnett, and a look at Dri-Fi Truckers frontman Patterson Hood's favourite song he ever wrote, on the 30th anniversary of the death of the man he wrote it about. First though, a look at an up-and-coming force in alt-country, Brennan Vedel. Here is her newly released song featuring Waxahachie.
Streets in-
231 of A Sonic Youth. That was Brennan Vedel and Waxahachie with 6 O'Clock News. That's a cover of a track found on the 2002 debut record by Canadian alt-country artist Kathleen Edwards. It's a beautifully written song about the pregnant wife of a criminal watching her partner be shot and killed by the police force from inside their home. Brennan Vedel's music career began in Daisy and the Scouts. That short-lived group was formed by Vedel and former Barclay College of Music student Leah Jaff. They added Otto Klammer and Austin Corona, and in 2017 recorded their one and only album, Maggot. It's an album most closely aligned with the Riot Girl sound, loud and punky, but also very fun and packed full of overt sexual evocations. They played shows in and around the Boston area before parting ways in 2018. The story doesn't end there though. They have been one of the bands that saw a sudden, unexpected and extreme surge in listening numbers and fans due to Spotify algorithms and TikTok virality. They currently sit at just under 3 million monthly Spotify listeners, impressive for a band that's released 7 songs. Their top track, Wet, a surfy punk rocker about, well, the name should give it away, sits at 177 million streams. While they certainly benefited from the relationship between social media and modern music, they certainly deserved success. The record is objectively great. By the time all this was happening, Vedel had moved to Nashville, pursuing her dreams of making a career under her own name. She's now signed to one of my favourite labels, Anti Records. So far, she has released an album in 2019, along with an EP and a selection of singles. She now sits, I believe, poised to break through into the alt country mainstream with another release. Here's a track from 2024, a real loud, quiet song, and a good demonstration of the genre crossover between grunge and country, or grungetry. Here's Fake Cowboy. Rockstar, Top Gun, or someone who could play the part. In a sea of fake cowboys, he took off his hat and I laughed as he asked me my name. Is this how these men play the game? Of monologues, big talk and smearing off, I listened and sucked in my gut. He moved here from Memphis and won't pay his taxes. I nodded and kept my mouth shut. Oh, the dance hall was lit up in red, white and blue, and the floor wore the carving of boots. And I felt like Jim Carter, just swinging around in the arms of a man with tattoos. A stranger's a reckless pursuit. From here.
packed on my shoes and I set out for home, wet with sweat from the sweet southern sun, and catching my reflection in gas station windows, I cackled and called up my mom. She asked me if I'm having fun.
You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Brennan Vedel with Fake Cowboy. Next up, the new Courtney Barnett EP. I'm a big fan of the Australian indie rock figurehead, especially her early releases from the mid-2010s. Barnett, now living in LA, hasn't released a lot of interesting music over the last few years, but now she's back with her One Thing at a Time EP, which is ultimately just a collection of five singles from her next album. It's called Creature of Habit, and will be released shortly, on the 27th of March. I was disappointed with the first of those new tracks, the overdone song Stay in Your Lane. I was much more impressed with Sight Unseen, a collab with, here she is again, Waxahachie. The other three more recent releases, the title track, Mantis, and Sugar Plum, are good too. Here's my favourite, one that sounds like the classic guitar-driven alt-rock version of Barnett that I prefer. It's One Thing at a Time.
I'm not afraid to die.
That was One Thing at a Time, a track from the new Courtney Barnett album. Queued up next is the second single from Cola's upcoming record, Cost of Living Adjustment. The first single released by the Montreal-based post-punk band was called Hedge Sitting. It's a great track, my favourite new release of the year so far. Their next single is good too. Songwriter Tim Darcy wrote the track, named Conflagration Mindset, about his experience of losing his home in the tragic Californian wildfires last year. Darcy said he thinks it's really a song about the nature of loss in general. Conflagration Mindset, another great pre-release single from their record Cost of Living Adjustment. Our final track this week comes from Drive-By Trucker's debut record Gangstability, released March 24th, 28 years ago. It's an unpolished record, endearing to a super fan such as myself, but far from essential for a casual fan or someone looking to discover the band's music. Track 4, however, that is an essential Drive-By Trucker's song, and the highlight of the band's work in the period before the release of Southern Rock Opera. It's a track that co-frontman Patterson Hood wrote about the legendary Athens, Georgia bass musician Gregory Dean Smalley. Smalley passed away, at the date I'm writing this, exactly 30 years ago, aged 31, from an age-related illness. Patterson frequently cites this as his favourite song he's ever written, one he says he wrote in about the same length of time it takes to play it live. He first saw Smaldy's band The Diggers play when he was a sound man in the mid-90s in Athens and became a massive fan. A few years later, the newly formed Drive-By Truckers played Bubba Palooza, an old country festival that Smaldy organised. At that same time, Smaldy's health was fading away, something he responded to by joining several more bands and continuing his rock and roll antics until the day he died. A truly great rock and roller, and a truly great rock and roll tribute song. To see us off, here's Drive-By Truckers and The Living Bubba.
Wake up tired and wake up pissed. Wonder how I ended up like this. I wonder why things happen like they do. But I don't wonder long, cause I got a show to do. I
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.